नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
In case you missed it, barely 20 days after the Sunjawan terror attack, which claimed the lives of 6 soldiers and a civilian, security forces in Kashmir have eliminated the mastermind who had orchestrated the attack. According to security forces, based on specific intelligence of presence of a militant in the area of Hatwar, Awantipur, a joint specific operation was launched Monday by 50 RR in which a Jaish-e-Mohammed militant was killed. Even as a political slugfest over the Rs 12,000 crore PNB fraud continues and CBI makes more arrests, the Directorate of Revenue Intelligence has proposed to move against fugitive diamond heir Nirav Modi and his 3 companies for deception, falsification of records and misdeclaration of imported diamonds and pearls. If the trial finds him guilty, Modi can face imprisonment of up to 7 years and or fine. Here's how Nirav Modi duped the Customs Department and skipped duty on imported diamonds. Meanwhile, a CBI court in Mumbai has sent senior executives of Nirav Modi Diamonds and Gitanjali Group and a general manager of Punjab National Bank to judicial custody till March 19. The accused are Vipul Ambani, president of finance of Nirav Modi's Firestar Diamond, Arjun Patil, senior executive of Firestar, Kapil Khandelwal, CFO of Nakshatra Group, Nitin Shah, manager of Gitanjali, Kavita Mankikar, executive assistant of Nirav Modi Jewels, and Rajesh Jindal of PNB. Gary Oldman's performance in Darkest Hour and Frances McDormand's moving act in 3 billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri won them Best Actor Awards in the 90th Academy Awards. Guillermo del Toro swipes the Best Director Award for The Shape of Water that has also won the top honor of Best Film. Here's the list of winners. Superstar Rajnikanth, who is yet to announce his political party, sounded the poll bugle in Tamil Nadu and said that he is there to fill the political vacuum in Tamil politics that was created with the demise of Jayalalitha. Addressing a massive gathering at a private medical college in Chennai, Rajnikanth said, "Jayalalitha is no more and Karunanidhi is ill. Tamil Nadu needs a leader. I will come and fill that vacuum. God is on my side." In Tripura, newly elected MLAs of the BJP and its ally, the IPFT, will meet today to elect their leader amid hard bargaining by the tribal ally, which demanded respectable positions in the new ministry. The Ministry of Human Resource Development has invited suggestions from the public on rationalizing school curriculum, syllabus, subject contents for classes 1 to 12 to reduce the burden on students. The disappearance of a Kashmiri medical student from Odisha took a new turn after a handwritten poster was found claiming that he was kidnapped by Maoists. The Odisha police, investigating the disappearance of AIIMS Bhubaneswar student Suhail Ajaj, said they were verifying the authenticity of the poster. In a Twitter post, Irfan Khan said that he is suffering from a rare disease and will share details when there is a conclusive diagnosis. The Shiv Sena, Congress and NCP on Monday demanded a probe into alleged frisking of girl students at a school run by Pune-based institute while they had gone there to appear for class 12 examinations. Agree or disagree? The BSP, after reaching its pinnacle in 2007, has drawn a knot in the last Lok Sabha elections. The question is, will Behenji Mayawati finally make tactical adjustments and seek pre-poll allies to stem the downslide? Since she quit Rajya Sabha in a huff last year, Mayawati has kept a low profile. In the last 1 month, however, she has indicated her intent to do business with other parties and probe the plausibility of pre-poll alliances. In bi-poll pact with Akhilesh, Mayawati takes a leaf out of mentor Kanshiram's playbook. 6 months ago, when BJP Chief Amit Shah declared Mission 350 for 2019, the opposition sniggered at his mission impossible. In the wake of adverse by-election results and a less than comfortable victory in Gujarat, the opposition confidence soared. The BJP's unlikely victory in the Northeast, however, has shown that the Congress has yet to bridge the credibility gap. The impression that the Congress is not really in the game in 2019 stems from the party itself, which has so far shown no stomach for the coming battle. One might have expected that Congress President Rahul Gandhi would be engaged in frenetic poll preparations like snitching up of alliances, raising resources and communicating with the masses. Instead, his flash disappearances from the political scene continue. on Reel. Aditi Verma is 23 years old. She lives with Down syndrome, but that has not affected her from chasing her dreams. Aditi has managed to beat the odds and owns a restaurant in Mumbai's Navi Mumbai area called Aditi's Corner. Here's where she talks about her dreams.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.